Hello, it's Thursday, February the 17th, I think, and we're at the tail end of this difficult chapter, Revelation chapter 11, with the measurement of the city and the two witnesses, and this principle of great evil for a short period, followed by an intervention of God, perhaps depicting something that occurs again and again in the history of the church. But then at verse 13, "And at that hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe is soon to come." And it's a segue to the seventh trumpet and to the day of judgment. You notice here in verse 17, "Then the seventh angel," well, verse 15, "the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there was a loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.' The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear you, fear your name, both small and great.'" And it's a picture of the day of judgment. But what struck me as I was reading those verses earlier on this morning was the fact that God singles out small and great. There are great figures, to be sure, and in this chapter there have been references to Elijah and Moses, but you may think of yourself as small, as insignificant. But even if you are small and insignificant, God still notices and takes record and underlines that contribution of steadfastness and perseverance in the midst of trial and difficulty. That's a great, great, sweet word of encouragement here in these closing verses of this strange but magnificent 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. Well, we'll pick it up in chapter 12 next week, but for now, have a wonderful weekend.